Blog Talk Radio.
Inside me, you're under my skin.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello there. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's interview is with the creator of a certain production company, and also she is the filmmaker of an upcoming short film, or I think there's so much elements into this movie that I should just call it a film, you know, and it's called Brown Ballerina, which will be world premiering here in Miami, Sunday, July 20th. I believe there still are tickets available for this. If not, we will ask the filmmaker right now because I'm sure she wants it to be a packed house. So without further ado, here she is. Hello, Chastity Jade. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk, I guess, a little bit about you first. You are the CEO and founder of Tell Me Royal Labs, which is a production company, correct?
What was that? I'm sorry.
That you are the CEO of Crown Me Royal Labs.
Yes.
Is it the production company that you use to produce this this film, or is it a little more than that?
Yeah, it's my company. I just started it basically with this film, and I'm actually a video editor, but I wanted to kind of branch out and go into independent film. So I started Crown Me Royal Labs, and that's what we're basically about, just producing our own original content.
Okay, perfect. And there is a lot of you decided to pinpoint something very particular in the dance industry with this movie, and it goes beyond ballet. How would you like to start? You know, what is the movement that you're trying to create here with this film?
Well, Brown Ballerina is basically a film that tells the story of a young dancer auditioning and trying to get into a dance company. And as everyone may know, or some people may not know, that it's a very tough field to be in. It's very critical for everyone, not just women of color, but especially for women of color. And it kind of like just highlights her story. But I feel like it's a very universal film because I think everyone has dealt with the situation where their age or their skin color or their background or their, you know, nationality, whatever the case may be, has been an issue when it comes to what they wanted to achieve. So that's basically what the film is about.
Okay, and your story is about a particular ballerina. Is this her real story as she was growing up, or was this something that you just wrote and you know, the screenplay?
Well, the story is actually inspired by my sister, who actually is or was a ballerina, and she's still dancing, and she was actually the choreographer for the film, so people will get to see some of her work. But it's inspired by a true story. It is a short film. You know, it is a fictional film, but it's definitely inspired by her and has a lot of things that she went through. And even in my research, I kind of interviewed a lot of dancers and a lot of people that I know who took ballet and the experiences that they had. So that's kind of how I based the story off of. So I feel like it definitely is a true story. And from the response that I've been getting, so many brown ballerinas have come to me, you know, telling me their stories and excited about the movie because I feel like it's a story we've never heard about, we've never seen. So I wanted to bring that to the table.
No, definitely. I think that from the movies that I've seen in particular, you know, if it's about dance, if it's about ballet, very little does it show you. It shows you pretty much like the general hardship of becoming a professional dancer. But it doesn't
right.
show you beyond that. It doesn't show you, you know, the reasons why it's so hard. You know, it's definitely
exactly.
not the reason of race. That's you know, Hollywood doesn't really like to point that out so much. So, but ballet is, you know, it's a different, it's a different world in dance, you know. So, and I mean, I've never been a dancer, so I don't really know how all of that is. But, you know, I'm looking forward to see this film. And it should look like you said, a true story. And true stories are very enjoyable, unless they make you cry.
Right.
you know, obviously this film, about how many ballerinas did you have to use on set? What was the max dancers that you had to use for the movie?
Well, I only used one dancer, Marianne Payne, who's actually from right here in South Florida. I only used one, but we did have, like, some extras. So when she was in dance class or whatever, you know, some scenes that we've had her in. I actually went to an old dance company that my sister used to dance for a long time ago, and they've sponsored us and always supported us. So we used about, I would say, about 10 to 12 other dancers. But as far as the main actress, she acted and danced. We didn't do, like, you know, I didn't use any, like, stunt person or a double. I actually wanted to use a real, quote-unquote, brown ballerina because I didn't feel like it would be as successful or be as true if I got, like, an actor who, you know, we kind of trained to be a dancer versus actually getting a dancer who could bring me that emotion, you know, really on stage. Because a lot of it, it's her dancing. So, and her story being told through the dance. So we use one dancer for the main part and just some background dancers. So, yeah.
So, you know, regardless, it was more about the dancing than her, let's say, her acting talent. And, yeah, at the end of the day, I think it's easier if somebody, especially something like that, like Billy, that not everybody has the position and everything and the emotion that it needs to be partnered with. So that, I mean, obviously that definitely was a best choice. What about your sister? Did she play any part in the film? Did she do the choreography for like, the classroom scenes? Or was she just, like, more just in the supervisor from the back?
Yeah, she was really behind the scenes, but very hands-on behind the scenes. I think her and the dancer had a lot of rehearsals together, a lot of talks together to really bring Marianne, who is the star of the film, to really bring Terry's story, who's the character in Brown Ballerina, the name of the character, really bring that story to life. So I would say she was probably the biggest influence of this movie because there's, as a director, there's so much that I can bring to the table. There's so much I can try and bring out of the actors as far as the acting and the emotion. But with them, being that they had such a physically, emotionally, spiritual connection, I think her influence really took it to another level once they started to not only dance together but talk together. So I would say she really played a big role behind the scenes in bringing Marianne to life as far as Terry's role.
Marianne also has, you know, a very distinct training background as a ballerina. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's gone through a lot of schooling and so forth. And
absolutely.
How did that, you know, as a filmmaker and producer, how did that really grab your eye? I'm like, this is the girl that I want.
Well, it definitely wasn't easy. I went through so many girls. It was really hard to find especially here in South Florida, obviously, it was hard to find a good brown ballerina because what happens in the ballet world, being that it's so critical to women of color, most girls who start in ballet go to modern dance or go to contemporary. So they stop doing ballet, they stop doing point, which is a form of, you know, the shoes that they walk on their toes in ballet. So to find a real ballerina who is still trained on point was really, really difficult because so many girls were like, yeah, you know, I have experience, I've trained all my life in it, but I don't do that anymore. I'm just like, no, I need that. So when I found Marianne, she was literally the last person, and I'm just like, I'm praying to God that it was her. But we really had, I would say, a deep conversation. You know, she really opened up to us, me and the producer. She really even gave me some inspiration, and I added some different scenes to the movie based off her personal experiences and her personal story. So I think her attitude, her dedication, she definitely had the right look that I was looking for, very built girl, a little shapely, which is some things that the ballet world isn't comfortable with when it comes to women of color. She was very well trained. She had a great background, like you said. She's danced all over. And she was just exactly what I was looking for. I don't think I could have found anyone better, because her dedication alone towards the movie was just more than I can ever ask for. She was really on point with rehearsal, gave her ideas, you know, was very flexible with my direction and the producer's direction and my sister's direction. So she was Terry when I interviewed her, so yeah. I couldn't be more happy.
You know, it's very hard sometimes as a filmmaker to come across that perfect one, like you say. And well, I'm glad you found that. You know, this Sunday for you guys is going to be very big. You have a very big lineup. You have some talking, and then you have the world premiere. You know, do you have any special guests you'd like to shout out to or mention? And also where people, if they're not sold out yet, where they can go and buy some passes.
Absolutely. We have so many great artists from right here in South Florida that I'm very, very excited about. We have poet Bertrand Boyd. We have poet Zombie, another poet, Anisha Nura. We have YouTube sensation Jordan Grizzle, Team Greasy, shout them out. We have Brandy Ward, who's also a YouTube sensation. Marianne will be performing. Shayna Woods will be performing. My sister, who is choreographer, Brown Ballerina. And we also have some live artists. Will Simpson of Timeless Art. He has, if you follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, you can see a collection of his work. He actually did a special Brown Ballerina collection, which is amazing. I just saw some previews last night from a radio show that he's on, and I'm telling you, like, his artwork is, it's crazy good. It's really, really good. We're going to auction off some of his pieces. And we do have a very, very special girl that I'm really excited about. She's actually from Haiti, and she's over here in the United States, and she has a very, very interesting story that I may be inspired to actually write a story off of. Her name is Hannah Lowenstein, and she is an author, she's a ballet dancer, and she's a painter, and she's only 12 years old.
So, oh, wow.
Yes. And she's good in everything that she does. She has a very, very special story. You know, she went through some stuff in Haiti. She was part of the earthquake, and she was adopted. And she came over here with Susan Lowenstein, who was her mother. Shout out to Miss Susan. And they've been such a blessing to us. They've donated to us. They've sponsored us. They've really supported us. We've networked with them and reached out to a lot of their fan base, because she has a huge following. They have fundraisers every year for Haiti Release and different organizations over in Haiti. So she's definitely our future performer, and people will be more than pleased with what they're about to see with this show, because I didn't want to just show a short film. I'm also into everything creative. I'm also a poet, and I write, and, you know, I do a little bit of fashion. I do a lot of other things to kind of bring something different to the table. We have the singers performing with the poets, and we have a live artist, and he's going to be, like, painting with the poets. So it's a big collaboration of everything, you know, artistic and creative. So people will not be disappointed with this show. We have a huge lineup of performances and surprises for our guests. So I think that it's something that if you're in the Miami area, you definitely should come out.
So what you're trying to say is that it's very well worth the ticket. So you guys should definitely check that out. And you do have a Eventbrite page, right? It's Brown Ballerina Premiere .eventbrite.com.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. So you guys can go there. I know Eventbrite charges like a little fee, but it's not too much. I guess buy your tickets and download them. I mean, it does sound like a very packed. You don't get this at a lot of premieres. A lot of premieres are like, okay, go mingle, get red carpet, whatever, whatever, wait till the movie starts.
Right. But bringing the arts together, definitely, and obviously whoever's going to go see your film is into this. So, and that last story you were telling me about this young Haitian girl, that's very important. I mean, she went through the earthquake, and, I mean, she still has the blessing of getting adopted. And, you know, a lot of kids don't have that. And definitely, by what you're telling me about her, it's all worth it. She's very talented, and that's really nice.
Yeah, her story is
So she will be there at the premiere, correct?
Yes, yeah, she will be performing at the premiere. July 20th.
That would be great. That would be great to meet her. Very nice. So, Chastity, is there anything else you'd like to say about the film? You know, any things you'd like to mention, you know?
Yeah, if you're in the Miami area, definitely come out. We have our tickets start at $30. VIP is $40. You can buy them at brownballerinapremiere.eventbrite.com. If you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, at Brown Ballerina, if you have any inquiries about sponsorships or vendors, donations, you can go to brownballerinafilm@gmail.com. If you're not able to make it, we are taking PayPal donations. So if you email us, we will forward you that information. Make sure you follow us on social media. This Sunday, we are having our showcase and our red carpet premiere at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Miami, Florida. And I just want to shout out everyone who has been a support to us, from Brown Girls Do Ballet, my producer, Michelle DeGeorge, choreographer, Shayna Woods, and everyone who's just been along with this ride. You know, we have a lot of people who've been supporting us, and we really, really, really thank you because we will be taking the show on the road.
Oh, that's great. That would be nice. You guys did have a screening before this, but this is pretty much the premiere itself, right?
Right, but we are, with our auction and everything that we've been getting, we do want to travel, you know. The film will be submitted to different film festivals all over. I definitely want to submit the film. That's my main goal. But with the response we've been getting, we also want to travel and have local screenings all over, and also dance programs. Like, I came up with this thing called Mommy Daughter Day, and basically the moms will take a workout class while the girls take a ballet class. So it's kind of like an interactive family fun promoting activity and dance and ballet. So we have a whole bunch of things that we want to do, but not just here in South Florida. We have some connections in Dallas and L.A., you know, up there in New York, and we really would like to travel with the film. And more than anything, it's a movement, not just a film. And I feel like more brown girls and more girls in general should be exposed to something like ballet. And if they like it, then, you know, they can go forth with a career, but at least they should be exposed to it, because a lot of us aren't. And I definitely want to inspire them to do something different.
You know, I actually know this couple that run the American Ballet of Los Angeles, and they're brilliant. They're brilliant dancers. So, I mean, if you guys are really, you know, if you ever do decide to take the movie out there, or whenever you're ready, you should definitely let me know.
They're
they're a great couple, and they're always doing things. They're also into the whole, you know, film making and producing and stuff like that. So they're definitely dancers. You know, they run a ballet dance company out there. So that would be great. And this is definitely New York material. So, I mean, I wish you continued luck and success, and I'm sure you'll do great with this film, Chastity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Take care, and, I mean, blessings for this Sunday. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
So they heard it. Make sure you buy your tickets at brownballerinapremiere.eventbrite.com. It starts at 6 p.m., so be there on time, because everybody likes to see their movie on time. And make sure to keep up with us at thefoshermanyshow.com. Download our app, Google Play, and BlackBerry World. Why did I always forget BlackBerry World? The Sasha Marina Show. Make sure to download that app and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, a lot of the Sasha Marina Show, and Sasha Marina. Perfect. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.